We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
.739 is our time. This is Sports Time with Mike Max and WCCO. When the Twins play tonight at 6:30, we'll do the pregame 7:10 first pitch from Target Field. A quick three-gamer, Mikey, against a really good Tampa team tonight.
Really good Tampa team. And, of course, the last time they played Tampa, it was kind of a watershed moment for them. They got beat so bad that first time and then came back and won the next three and really made a statement against a good team there in the East. So, this will be good. The Twins are, it's game on now. You get every team's pretty good in the big leagues. And, you found out you split against Kansas City. They're good enough to raise some cane with you. And that's the way it's going to be the rest of the way, which is why it's going to be such a fun summer, because nobody takes time off now. And I think the Twins probably are going to be more aggressive about trying to get a starting pitcher right now than a relief pitcher, because they're easier to come by. And I think given the body of work and everything that they see, they'd like to fortify and get one more good starter somewhere. It doesn't necessarily have to be an ace, but a guy that they think can, basically you got to go, could this guy pitch in the playoffs? Could we throw him out there in the playoffs, and could he get guys out? And I think that's what they'll use as their barometer when they go forward here, but I think that'll be the next thing they try to work on.
I was just talking to Dave St. Peter, 30,000 plus at the game tonight for sure, but there are tickets available, Maxie, and it should be a beautiful summer night for baseball.
This is what it's about, I mean, really, this is summer. This is Minnesota. This is we only get a short window every for what we like to do, and we're there now. You wait in the spring, these bad springs, and a lot of people say, well, I'm going to go when it gets nice. Well, now it's nice. Now you get to go to the ballpark and you get to hang out. Or if you're working downtown Minneapolis, you just walk right over there from the Skyway or whatever it is that you want to do. But this is you got to give yourself a little bit of leisure time in this state, and you got to take advantage of it. There's nothing better than sitting out in a ballpark or just being outside during this next 3-month window or whatever it is that we get.
Yeah, maybe the boss on Thursday for the matinee game at 12:10 will let you sneak out for an hour and a half and come over and watch part of the game. That would be perfect. Might be 92 on Thursday.
Special, yeah. They used to have those at Met Stadium, a lot of afternoon games at Met Stadium. I just think about that, because at Target Field, you do have access to that entire downtown Minneapolis population out in Bloomington. You really had to sneak out of work.
Yeah.
Drive somewhere.
Yeah, you didn't walk over there, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Maxie, let me ask you about the status of Tyus Jones. You were with him last night. What's going on?
Well, he's a restricted free agent, meaning that July 1st, Monday, anybody can make him an offer, and the Wolves would have to match it to retain him, but they have the right to match it. And what you never know for sure is what that market's going to look like. And I think for him, he's going to get a nice offer or two or whatever it is around the NBA, given his skill set. And then what you don't know is, will the Timberwolves match at that point? He's very comfortable with Ryan Saunders and likes Gerson Rosas a lot too, since he came to town. But he's a key sign for them, because they are they don't know what they're going to do at that position. And if they don't get him, if they can't match whatever it is, they got to be real aggressive in getting a point guard out there. And I mentioned Ricky Rubio a long time ago for good reason, for the inside stuff. But he wants to be here, but he's really looking forward to being a free agent. He's never gone through this before, and finding out what his value is on the open market, finding out who might value him out there that he doesn't know about. So, would he lean towards coming back here? I would think. But there's nothing there that's definite about that. It'll be up to the Timberwolves probably to match something, and I think it'll be a pretty good offer from somebody.
What's going on with Jeff Teague?
Teague is, they say that he's working out and that he's, and they're in touch with him, and he's on track and all those things. He had a $19 million salary. I think they'd love to unload. Now, you'd have to the one thing the one question about Teague is that may be in your favor is, because he's in the last year of his contract, if you keep him, he's going to play hard because he's going to try to get another contract next year. So you could trade him even during the season if you needed to. Otherwise, he's going to play out the contract and you're going to get nothing probably for him, because I would doubt they'd ever re-sign here. So he's there. He's sitting there, and he's a very good player. He's a really good point guard when he shows up. But I would think they would like to move him And I would be shocked if he was here at minimum a year from now when his contract's up. I don't see a scenario where he'd re-sign here. So I would think you'd be trying to deal him.
Okogie got a good future because, boy, he showed flashes of brilliance last year.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a rotation guy, meaning they drafted Culver. What they're doing is loading up with all these kind of wing players that they want to do two. They want to be two-way wing players, meaning they can defend and they can score. So even though they drafted Culver, that doesn't diminish Okogie because they want a whole bunch of guys like that. They want to play, four of those guys at one time sometimes. And so they probably want to have about six guys that are of that profile. Wiggins, Culver, Okogie, to an extent Covington, a bunch of guys like that that you could play on the perimeter, but that can also defend, and defend being the key. That's what Rosas is big on. Gerson Rosas is big on getting guys that can defend too. So all those guys would have a place in it. Now, you'd like to have feature pieces to that. You'd like to have Wiggins step up so that he's kind of the leader of the wings. I don't know if that will happen, but you want a bunch of guys so you can play a point guard, three wings, and Karl Anthony Towns, and you can rotate those guys in and out. And I think Okogie fits that bill pretty well for him.
So I'm walking in this morning, Maxie, about 4 o'clock or so, whatever time it was. Not many of us on the street. I may have been all by myself at that time, I think. And who pulls up at the stoplight and waits for me to cross but the old Dutch truck?
Oh, yeah.
And suddenly I felt, I didn't get much sleep last night. I was up early, and I thought, and I saw the old Dutch truck, and I just instantly felt energized and good and fired up. I'm even waving at him.
Take that deep breath, and you go, okay, today is going to be okay after all. I mean, how many times have we had that moment, that signature moment? Maybe we're sitting outside a Speedway or a Holiday or Lunds and Byerly's, and all of a sudden there it is. And I was going to Byerly's late last night because they stay open till midnight by my house. And there it was, the cheese popcorn. It's kind of orange. And I got home, and usually I like to wait till my wife says, why are your fingers orange? And I said, they're not. And she said, they look orange to me. And I said, no reason. She went and looked in the car and realized I hadn't even brought it in. It was just an open bag in there on the passenger seat.
I think it was about two, maybe 3 weeks ago. I was over at Maxie's house, and it was the sun was setting, and we were sitting there.
Yeah.
And your wife came
beautiful night.
And behind us, we didn't see her, and we're holding up. Remember this? We're holding up the cheese popcorn and matching it to the sunset. The colors were melding into kind of an orange. And here we are holding up and saying, look, I'm matching. My cheese popcorn from Old Dutch is matching the sun setting.
Sunset in the west. And we got a couple of pretty good pictures of that. But, I got a tear in my eye when I saw that. Obviously you can only do it for there's only a certain length of time that you can do that as the sun sets. It's got to be that perfect time. But, this was not an original idea by us. We get all these from our listeners, but they say, hey, so you got cheese popcorn, it's a sunset in Minnesota, there's nothing better, hold it up. And so we tried that. It's really, really cool. As is when you get those blue Restaurante chips.
Oh, boy.
And during sunrise, you bring it down by the lake with kind of that blue effect.
All over but the crying. Yeah.
Yeah, that is really something, the way it comes off. And Ron Shearer used that when he was going out fishing the other day. He said, he never got fishing. He opened the bag and they're sat in the shore for the rest of the morning. But no big surprise there.
Well, I remember your wife coming in and she said, don't you guys usually match up those blue Restaurante chips with the sky?
Yeah.
And, of course, we'd eaten them all by the time she got there. Yeah. So I remember I turned to her and I said, well, when the chips are down, we hold up the cheese popcorn. That's just how it works.
The cheese popcorn.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people, let's be honest, a lot of people do that now at the sunset.
Yeah, it's a thing. And we're proud to be a part of it. And don't forget.
Paul Twenge was telling us. He does it almost every night now during the baseball season at the ballpark.
Oh, it's incredible. I was with Matty Burke yesterday. And, Matt was just asking me all the insight about Old Dutch and all the great creative things you and I do with all those Old Dutch chips. And so now I'm sure this morning he's probably trying to match the cheese popcorn to the sunrise.
Be careful with Matt, though. He'll pour that in a cereal bowl and he'll get all confused.
Those Harvard guys.
Those Harvard guys.
Old Dutch limited edition sloppy Joe and creamy chive and onion at your stores now. Make sure you pick that up or try out the seasoned salt popcorn or the roasted red pepper hummus. OldDutchFoods.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.